Now, this final note, I should tell you that what we're trying to do in parallel is also not only to measure this radiation that's emitted in the infrared, but also to analyze the heavy element content of these very distant sources so that we can follow not only the evolution of stars and of galaxies and see how brightly they shone at different times, but we also know that the brighter they shine, the more rapidly they're forming chemical elements. And we want to make sure that understanding which we have now about how the chemical elements are formed and when they are formed in the life of the universe, that we're really correct about this. So what we want to do is to look back in time and see both how bright the galaxies were at different epochs in the evolution of the universe, and correspondingly, how many chemical elements they were churning out at the same time, because the brighter they are, the faster they're producing chemical elements. If we can get that picture to properly jibe, then we will start to feel that we're really beginning to understand the motivation of the universe at these relatively recent times that still is not going back further than about 15 billion years ago. Most of what we would be seeing here would still already be about 1 billion years old, or maybe at least 500 million years old. But we're getting there. Thank you.